it's Veterans Day. And to all who served, thank you. This is Mouth to Mouth on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
We're taking the time to remember those who have served on Veterans Day. I think, unfortunately, in today's hustle-bustle world, a lot of times we forget to just take that time and think back and reflect back and thank those who have served our country like
this
they have.
This day is more than just no mail and no banks.
Right. We're going to take your calls, your emails. We also have tributes up on our website. I want to go to Vince up in Stanwood, and we've talked to Vince before. Good morning, Vince.
Hey, I really appreciate today. I want to give a shout-out to my son, Matthew Weber. It's going to be a tough one. 10 days from tomorrow, I'm sorry, he was injured in Iraq from an IED, and 5 months of fighting down in San Antonio, and, you know, the good Lord took him, and he's definitely my hero.
They didn't expect him to make it even back to the States.
No, he was injured. He was actually the worst of all five guys that were injured, and he went into cardiac arrest twice on a flight over to Banffy on Thanksgiving night. We found out about 10 o'clock that he made it, and my wife the next day flew down to Banffy and stayed down there for 5 months with him. I'm a lucky man because I got to say goodbye. I got to hold him and tell him I loved him. A lot of parents don't get that. So
that's
we're
true.
Fortunate the good Lord took him. He's seen what was best for Matthew. And, you know, it's still tough, but today's like today just makes us very, very proud of the service that he gave.
It's Veterans Day. And to all who served, thank you. This is Mouth to Mouth on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Lisa, who do you want to salute today?
My father. Mm-hmm. He's my hero. Wounded Vietnam veteran. Received the Purple Heart in Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
I was 2.5 years old when he finally came home. I love him. And then my daughter that I love dearly graduated at the age of 17 and 10 days later took off for the Navy. She's been in now 3.5 years. And her fiancé has been over in Afghanistan since June. Missed his daughter's first birthday.
Aww.
And I have the baby. Because they're both first responders and they're both on tours of duty right now.
Well, and this is what we don't think about when somebody's serving is the sacrifices that are made by the entire family.
Right.
He's
like,
in Afghanistan, here she is on the other side of the country, and you're with their child. The entire family
worlds
make
apart,
sacrifices
almost, right.
Absolutely.
To serve. I mean, that's what amazes me.
And hey, Mark, who's a special vet in your life?
My cousin's boy. He's been to Iraq. He's on his 9th deployment over
there. Wow, that's unbelievable.
9 by choice?
Yeah, he's in Special Forces. He was in there before the battle started, and now his last few tours, he's been back as a sniper.
Does he have children or married?
Yeah, he doesn't see him much.
No.
You know, when he's going over there, something's going
to
happen.
Next time you see him, be sure to thank him for his service, Mark.
Wow.
Yep, I will.
Greatly appreciated.
Saluting America's heroes. It's Mouth to Mouth on News Radio 1300 WOOD.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
Helen.
I sent you
an email about my father, Carl Smith. He was killed in World War II. He was 27. He left his wife, my brother, who was 6. I was 3. My sister was 18 months. My mother died 5 years later. What I want to tell you is there is a VFW National Home in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, that takes care of the servicemen's children when you are orphaned or the serviceman can no longer do it. I was there 10 years, graduated from high school. My sister was there 12. My brother left and went in the service.
You were orphaned as a child. Was there nobody in the family that could take you? How did you end up in an orphanage?
I did have a grandfather in North Carolina. My mother decided that would not be the best, and she was right. It would have been horrendous if we had gone there. And so she decided before her death that we would be placed in the VFW National Home over in Eaton Rapids because we could be there together. We left our home May 19th, 1950, and she died May 30th, 1950.
How was living there? Were there a lot of children there?
368.
Oh, wow.
You got fed, you got clothed, you got educated, but on the other hand, you came down to your first prom and nobody said you looked nice. I don't know where we would have ended up, and we have all are very productive people.
Uh-huh.
It was a good place, but it needs to be recognized.
I don't think a lot of people ever think about that, you know, what happens when both parents pass on
and there's no family.
There's no family there.
We heard from some amazing people today. Mm-hmm. Thank you to all, and we salute you all. We'd like to see you out at the Veterans Parade this evening, actually.
7:30 tonight. Thank you to all of our veterans on this Veterans Day, 2009, from Mouth to Mouth and News Radio Wood 1300.